This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 14, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The XPRIZE Foundation and Google had a huge announcement on Thursday. The Google Lunar XPRIZE will be a robotic race to the moon to win a share of a $30 million purse. Private companies from around the world will compete to land a privately funded robotic rover on the moon, roam the lunar surface for at least 500 meters, and send video, images, and data back to the Earth. First prize is $20 million. Bonus prizes will be won by successfully completing additional mission tasks, including roving longer distances, imaging man-made artifacts, for example, Apollo hardware, discovering water ice, and surviving through a frigid lunar night, about 14 and a half Earth days. The feed from spacecraft high-definition video and still cameras will be viewable by the public on the Google Lunar XPRIZE website. You can read more details on our website at aero-news.net, and Aero TV will have coverage of the announcement soon. Officials with Transport Canada have called for immediate visual inspections of all Bombardier Q400 turboprop regional airliners following two landing gear failures on Scandinavian Airlines jets this week. Several airlines around the world operate over 160 Q400s. All have grounded the affected planes in their fleets until they can be inspected. On Wednesday, the U.S. Senate approved a transportation funding bill, which includes a provision raising the mandatory airline pilot retirement age to 65 from 60. A companion bill in the House is not as certain to survive. Congress has another obvious opportunity to raise the mandatory retirement age for airline pilots during FAA reauthorization, which must be passed in some version by the end of this month. International rules now allow pilots up to 65 to continue flying airliners, provided there's a co-pilot no older than 60 on the flight. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association told ANN this week three more air traffic controller trainees have resigned from the Oakland Air Route Traffic Control Center in Northern California over the past week, bringing the total number who have quit to 14 in the past year. The union says a normal year sees only one or two resignations at this facility. NATCA says there are currently 161 fully certified controllers on staff at Oakland ARTCC, which the union asserts is 98 short of what's needed, and even short of the absolute minimum of 175 controllers called for by FAA standards. FAA Western Region spokesman Ian Greger tells ANN those numbers are simply not accurate. He says there are actually 171 certified controllers at Oakland, as well as 94 developmentals. Of those developmentals, 59 are certified to conduct at least some air traffic control operations. As for staffing problems at Oakland Center, Greger says, quote, "I don't think it's anything unusual. We expected a wave of controller retirements as those hired after the Patco firings in 1981 become eligible. We have a plan in place to handle that. Controllers do not generally work overtime or six-day weeks other than for training purposes. They are also using all of their annual leave. When someone requests a vacation, it isn't denied. This shows we've staffed properly. People enter this job with their eyes wide open. The pay isn't a secret. We're confident that we're training the right number of controllers to replace the controllers that we expect will retire or move to other facilities in coming years," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Eclipse opens its customer training center in Albuquerque. NTSB issues recommendations for the Cessna Citation 525. And in a world of defeats, Northwest flight attendants savor a small victory. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Ben Shalef, CEO of the Spaceward Foundation, which is holding a competition in Utah next month for experimenters working on tether-climbing spacecraft. And if you haven't gotten around to it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.